legislative update with State Senate Republican leader John Braun. Democrats are pushing a bill that some say is an assault on initiatives. Do you believe the initiative process in Washington is under attack?
I think it's fair to say that. We have a bill being put forward now 2 years in a row by the Democratic majority that makes it significantly harder for folks to propose initiatives and get the required signatures. And I think that flies absolutely in the face of the direct access to democracy enshrined in our state's constitution, either for referendums or initiatives to the legislature or initiatives directly to the people. It all relies on collecting signatures, and any effort, and this bill clearly is an effort by the Democrats to restrict the ability of citizens to gather signatures, I think is 100% an attack on democracy.
What's driving it?
Personally, I think what's driving it is the Democrats' majority has been pretty successful in the legislature on their priorities, their very progressive priorities, and they see this, which is really just average Washingtonians step up and say, hey, we want policy that will help make our lives better. They see that as a threat. And so it's really just a move about maintaining power for the legislature versus allowing the people with very safe, you know, very significant bar to get there, the way to get legislature directly in front of the voters. It's really, I think, in many views, it's a reach for power and an arrogance that they know better and that should all be done through the Democratic majorities in the legislature.
Legislative update with State Senate Republican leader John Braun.